David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor, and I am very excited today because we have Ron Beckenfield. Ron Beckenfield has a podcast in our podcast community. He is an amazing gentleman. He is the founder of Superior Source Vitamins, and he had been doing this probably since the late 60s. He started out in the trunk of his car selling vitamins. And from then on, he went into developing his own vitamin company and promoting healthy eating, healthy exercise and fitness. And today he is in his 80s and he looks like he's in his 20s. And he is here today to talk about health and to help us understand why diets don't work. And I'm very excited to have you on the show, Ron. Tell everybody a little about yourself and explain to us why diets don't work.
That's a great question. People struggle with this all the time. Diets don't work, and people say that you can't have carbohydrates. That is just absolutely untrue. The real, if you want to call it a trick or a secret to this, the key is eating fresh food. You can eat all you want. But where the problems come is the doctoring of the food. I'll give you a perfect example. Ribs, not a problem. It's not the greatest meat in the world to eat.
Right.
But it's plenty good enough. But when you go and put all that barbecue sauce on, all that, it's all heavily sugared, you're probably doubling the calories, or at least might even be tripling of what you're eating of the meat. So yeah. I mean, the answer to that, again, it would be a nice little rub with some seasonings. It tastes wonderful and eliminate all those calories. Or like when you even mix tuna fish, everybody uses mayonnaise, if I'm not wrong.
Right.
They got the low-calorie mayonnaises that are just excellent. The tuna is not much calories. I mean, you can eat all you want. You'd be lucky to get 2,000 calories.
Right.
About 1,800, 1,500, which is a pro-calorie diet. But you got to understand how to handle the foods and when you're cooking with them, what kind of oils you're using. And you have to learn how to read labels. Are extremely important in serving sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely important. I can't tell you how important it is. And if you follow that, the weight will start coming off. You know, 1 or 2 pounds a week is what you want to lose. And you'll lose your probably close to your desired weight. And you'll probably level off. Your body will tell you to level off. But there's just no excuse for all these crazy diets. And I'll even mention Jenny Craig random. Those are all basically calorie-based diets. And they give you a fixed dose, certain food you can eat. It's plenty of food, but they know how to put it together.
Yes.
You can have pasta. You can have rice. Just watch the sauces you put on them.
Exactly.
All those accoutrements. That's the real key. And just and your flavor buds will adjust. You don't have to. You'll get away from the sugar. It'll be just a lot better.
Oh, I agree totally with you. You know, a lot of people today are in a rush and they're in a go-go society and they're either picking up food, you know, going through the fast food, you know, aisle and they're ordering food. And a lot of that food has, you know, comes with sauces either on them or they get the sauces to put on the side or they're going in the food stores and they're buying the pre-made foods already, you know, and all that is processed foods that your body can't break down or has a very difficult time breaking down. So it stores it, you know, and there's a lot of sugars.
Right.
And
but you know, even, you know, in the meats, if you can buy like the, right. The hamburger meat they probably use is not what I would call 80 or 90% lean meat. So you more fats in there, more calories, and the bread, you know, their object is to make money and they'll sell anything. But when the breads, they put sugar, addictive stuff to keep you coming back.
Yeah.
But you can have bread. Just watch what you're eating, what kind of bread.
Right.
Just read the label, read the serving size. If you can understand that, if you're a little overweight, you'll whip yourself in line. And real quick, and you won't even notice the difference. Another key thing is when you get hungry between meals, how to satisfy that craving without getting a bunch of calories. Myself personally, I use a product like this that we make it superior source.
It's called keto collagen. I don't know if you can see it.
I get you put a hand, put your hand down a little. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a great in-between meals. It's very filling. It's about 80 calories a serving. I mean, eat a piece of paper, you're gonna get 80 calories out of it. I mean, it's not nothing in it. So
right.
Those type of things. So you get the craving, you don't stop off. If you might want to have a cup of coffee and you pick up that 5 or 6 or 7 or 1,000 calorie muffin, you're
yeah,
shot.
Exactly.
This will keep you in line. If it's not our powder, almost all the protein powders are great. I drink 1 to 2 a day, and it really keeps my appetite in line. And I consume a lot of food.
Yeah.
But like I had breakfast. I had 8 egg whites, a piece of toast, good quality toast. I put a jam on there that had no calories.
Right.
And I had a basket of strawberries, and I had a cup of tea, green tea.
I think that's
and
perfect.
I maybe had 300 calories. So now I go to lunch. I mean, my snack, 80 calories. I'm not even at 400 calories. Lunch, let's say I'm going to go at another 300-400 calories. So I'm at 800 calories. Another drink. You want to have another drink? 900. And my meal will put me, let's say, 500 calories. I'm at 1,400 calorie meal, and I've had 5 meals. 1,400 calorie day, and I am full.
Right.
Protein powder, this one is just excellent here. I generally mix it in coffee, and it works excellent. And those are little tips, I think. Without going on a diet, you can eat as much as you want. And you can even have a cheat day here and there. I mean, I just do it when I want it, but this will really keep you in shape.
Right.
Very inexpensive. Most powders will run you maybe $1 a serving. That's like $1 a meal. What can you get $1 a meal for?
Exactly.
It used to be at McDonald's. That ain't happening no more, not in California.
Yeah.
Those type of little secrets. And of course, I believe in supplementation. Nothing's better than real food, but supplements are what they are, supplements.
Yes.
I make sure I take a vitamin D for sure that we make. It has no sugars, no artificial sweeteners, binders, what you'd call inactive ingredients are all chemicals. I don't know if you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big it is.
Right. I love those because those is all right in your mouth and underneath your tongue. And it's so easy to take. You don't have to swallow anything. And I've been using them probably like 6 years or 7 years now.
That's why you look so good. I'm going to stop. You better stop taking that stuff. You're looking too good. Every time I talk to you, you get younger. What am I going to do with you? We developed what's called a clean vitamin, probably when nobody even heard of the word, over 20 years ago. And that's what this is.
Yes.
It's just an active ingredient. And we're not using any of the flowing agents. When you get a regular hard tablet, the tablet weighs maybe 1 gram or 2 grams even. And they only got 250 milligrams of active. What are all the other stuff? Inactives,
exactly.
Chemicals, flowing agents, coatings, all that type of stuff.
Exactly. You know,
I said
you're right on ball because, you know, what you're saying is exactly true. You could have a lot of food. It's just you got to pick the right food that matters.
Eating is critical. You know, you are what you eat, you know, you just don't have to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even take a whole lot of willpower. You don't want to starve yourself. You starve yourself down to an 800 calorie, which is called a starvation calorie. Yeah, you're going to lose a bunch of weight, but you're going to get it all back plus more. You got to get something you can eat every day, a certain amount of calories, and you do need a little bit of exercise. I mean, you don't have to be like I am. I train twice a day, and you just don't need it. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you put into yourself a meditation, yoga, anything you want.
Right.
A walk. That metabolism will start, then your body will start craving around a certain time. You'll want to be hungry. That's what's happened to me.
Right.
I'll eat breakfast at 6 in the morning. By 9, I'm hungry. Have the protein drink. And if you just get on that pattern, it'll take your body will regulate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like even with your bowel movements, they'll become regulated to your eating.
Right.
It doesn't take long. The body will adjust and you will start seeing. You'll feel better, you'll have more energy, and you won't be pissed at yourself because you did this and did that wrong. Just got to get on the right movement, but got to learn the value of food. A pound of greens is 100 calories. Go eat a pound of greens, you'd be there all day on it. All these are the tricks of the trade. I've learned, and you don't need to be on a diet because you'll always be eating good food at a calorie amount your body can use.
Right.
And it'll just become a routine.
Right.
You can have your glass of wine, no big deal. Have your even a shot of booze every day. So you can fit it into it. It's not a big deal. It doesn't have to be a, oh my goodness, I can't have this. Oh my God. Eat all your favorite foods. Just make sure they're fresh. And the supplementation is, I think, very, very important, like I mentioned.
Yeah. So you could have a drink. You could, like you said, you could do all those things, but in moderation. And, you know, you have to eat the right foods. I agree 100% with you.
As long as it's fresh. I mean, you're eating fresh food properly. You don't even know it. Fried food, the preparation, try the broiling it. But it's the sauces, the accoutrements, when you go to the fast food, the dipping and this. They actually, at the fast food place, start with stuff that's not bad. It's what they do to it. They put surgery on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. So true.
And add all this stuff and fix all that. And if they have to the taste, and you get, you, just the way I'm saying, you get used to good, clean eating. You get used to eating this type of food.
Right.
But the problem with that, you get the consequences of overweight, diabetes, and the heart disease and everything else.
Right.
You know, you can have a steak. You know, if you don't want to eat steak, don't eat steak, honey. But it's not going to kill you one a week or what.
Right.
And another thing I use is buffalo. I eat quite often. It's as lean as chicken, and it doesn't have all the saturated fat.
Right.
The thing I'd recommend is at least get your blood pulled or a physical once a year and see where you're going. The blood tells everything.
Oh, 100%.
Especially on the males. With this Western diet, that's gives you the prostate problems. You go to countries like Japan where they don't eat much saturated type foods. Their diet is that they don't have the prostate.
Yeah.
They have other cancer issue because they eat this pickled stuff, kimchi, and all this pickled will tend to give you problems in the stomach.
Oh, really?
Or Mexico, they're heavy with everything's with the tomatoes and that type of stuff they have. They have no prostate problems there. So diet is related to everything.
Yes.
And I would get a checkup at least once a year, get your blood checked. And, you know, if you want to get it more often, just ask your doctor to write a prescription and you go to one of these labs, like a Quest Labs or one of these things. And the in and out of there, they do the blood, they give it to the doctor, send you a copy, and you can learn about these things. It's fascinating.
Yeah. It's,
you wouldn't buy a car without even reading the fine print before you bought it. Now we're talking about your body.
Exactly.
In a little bit.
100%. 100%. You know, I think a lot of people don't go for enough of blood
work. Take your superior source supplements for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
blood work is very important. Especially the women. I mean, blood work's important for the women to get their annual for the gynecologists and the breast and all that. I mean, just know you wouldn't drive a car with your eyes closed.
Right.
You got to know where in the heck you're going, and it's not a big deal. I mean, otherwise you can end up, when you get older, like me, you'll be chasing around at doctors. That's all the hell you'll do. That's all my older friends, all they do is go to the doctors, chase around them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't hurt to be preventative medicine. Just like you take your car, and you get it service and oil, isn't that probably more than you take care of your body? That's only a meaningless piece of metal, you know?
Right.
It's just my take on things. It seems to have served me well. And that discipline will take you in life too.
Yes.
You can learn to get up early. You can get things done. You can, it just regulates your whole life.
Yes, it does.
I think it's very important. You don't have to get up as early as I do at 4, but you know, if you want to give yourself a half hour to yourself or an hour, and you have the family, you got the kids, and you know, this modern society, there's a lot of obligations, especially for the women. And you might have to just get up a little half hour early, just to give yourself a little breather to put it into yourself. I think it's very, very important.
It is 100% important. You know, I think it's very important to have a good mindset. You know, you need to clear your mind. You need to focus. You need to really know what your goals are, you know, for the day, you know, what you want to accomplish. And you may not accomplish all those goals, but, you know, at least have an idea of what you want to do that day. And eating right, eating a healthy breakfast, getting up early, maybe putting some time in the day where you have enough of time by yourself where you could do a little bit of exercise, a little bit of stretching, you know, and then focus on your day, focus on your responsibilities. But you're going to need energy for that. So you're going to have to eat the right foods. And you have to really decide, you know, what are the best foods for you? What foods agree with you? Because everybody has, you know, if you notice, as time has gone on, all these different chemicals and these ingredients that they've put in the food over the years, you see so many people that are glucose intolerant. They can't handle milk. They're lactose intolerant. You know, so there's so many different things going on. You see so many people with peanut allergies. When did you ever see peanut allergies when we were growing up? You know, you didn't. And so a lot of these things have to do with the ingredients that they're putting in the foods, the buildup in our bodies, the toxins in our bodies. It's causing reactions to a lot of people. And so we really need to stay as clean as possible. Like you said, you need to start eating, you know, plant-based foods that are clean. You know, you could have your meats. You could definitely have your meats, but don't, like you said, don't put a bunch of gravy on it. You know, keep it clean. You know, you don't need it. You could put some nice seasons on it. And I've gone to stores and there, you know, great, there's great brands and they already have the seasons already mixed. And they have one for chicken, one for meat, one for, you know, for a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, you sprinkle a little of that on, gives you a nice little flavor. Or if you like to do herbs, you know, go in your garden or, you know, buy some herbs in a nice fresh, you know, market and use herbs to give some, you know, flavor, you know. Maybe add a little garlic, you know, and these are all healthy things that could really spice up a, you know, meal, and they're healthy and they're clean.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I agree 100%. It doesn't have to be a Herculean effort. Things have really changed in the last 20 or 30 years where all these, they can make cardboard taste good these days. I mean, it wasn't a Sprouts or a Whole Foods where you can, or even the mainstream Walmart, believe it or not, is the biggest seller of organic produce in the world. They want to sell what makes them money. They can care if it's healthy or not, but there's a ton of good products that just weren't available. They really weren't. Yeah. And they're now, it makes it easy. You don't have to be cooking or doing a lot of prepared foods. Even got these companies to deliver this stuff as clean as can be. You just got to, your taste buds will take a little bit of adjusting, and then from there, you're on your way. You can't feel good if you're a little overweight, or especially if you're a lot of overweight.
Yeah.
It just not make you feel well.
Right.
It doesn't make you feel good. And everybody wants to feel good. It doesn't mean you're going to be a goddess or a god. You know, I mean, you do your best, but there's no reason to not feel well or feel good about yourself. And I think if you're a bunch of weight, you're overweight badly, you're not going to feel, you know, stuff like Ozempic is not the answer to this stuff.
Right.
Just a little, it's not even a whole lot of discipline, just a slight tweaks here and there. You don't have to jump in it, you know, both feet at everything. Just, you know, start looking at, you know, your salad dressing, just for a perfect example. Pretty much every, I believe you should have a salad every day.
Right.
And you look at the dressings and some of these things, like, I got 400 calories. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
You don't even know it, but you can get these dressings that don't have anything in them like that. So, I mean, just those little things, and you start with the next thing. I eat potatoes regularly, not a problem. I'm just not slathering a lot of whatever on it, you know.
Right.
And just a little tricks here and there, and you will notice a huge difference in you, and it won't bother you.
Yeah.
And you can go out to restaurants. I mean, when I, years and years ago, I'd go ask for some egg whites. I said, tell me to get the hell out of here and go somewhere else. They wouldn't give it to me. Now you can go to any place and get egg whites, pretty much, or get a, you know, a side of this, a side of that, of good fresh stuff. They won't, you know, they wouldn't do that.
Right.
So it makes a huge, huge difference.
Oh, it does, definitely does make a huge difference. You know, I think it's very important that we really focus on what we're putting in our bodies. And, you know, you don't have to focus on a diet. You know, to me, diets don't work. I don't even really like that.
It's a terrible word, diet.
It's a terrible word. Yeah, it's a terrible
if
word.
You can eat all you want if you eat good food. Just learn how to read the labels a little bit and some common sense, and you'll be feeling good, looking good, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these, you know, unhealthy ingredients that are in foods, you know, those are the things that make you fatigue and tired, you know, and people don't realize that. They say, oh, I have chronic fatigue, but what are you eating? And then you listen to what they're eating, and it's like, this is why you feel that way, you know, and you know,
It
instead of
becomes
maybe.
a vicious chat. As you're eating bad, if you're eating bad, you might be gaining weight. Of course, you're going to get tired if you gain in weight. I mean, you're lugging around weight. It's a big deal.
Yeah, definitely. You
There
know,
should be nobody unhealthy in America. There's foods available, and a lot of the healthier foods are actually cheaper.
right.
I eat tuna fish, sardines. It's around a
Right. You know,
Buck a can, it's a buck at the most. Put a lemon on it. The tuna, you just watch how you doctor it up. I eat that, a lot of that.
right.
Plus a lot of course fresh chicken. Everybody eats chicken. Everybody eats fish. Everybody
Yeah.
eats meat. What are you doing with it? Everybody eats a salad. Everybody eats a little vegetable. What are you doing with this? What are you putting on it into
Right.
doctoring it? That's the difference. We're all eating the same food.
Yeah. I have a friend,
Results.
she just puts like vegetables on and she puts like beets and things like that on her salad, and she doesn't use any salad dressing. And it's the fruits and the vegetables that she puts in her salad that gives so much flavor that she doesn't need the dressing.
Well, lemon's a great flavor enhancer.
It is.
Squeezing a lemon, it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money for this. And
No, not
I
at
don't think you
all.
need to slave over it, but I mean, reading the labels are critical, reading serving sizes. So many serving sizes are per ca one serving size is this calorie, or so many for, the whole bag or jar. You don't have to slave over the stove either. A lot of this is available already prepackaged. I mean, even the chips, they've cleaned that up a lot now. And I'm not a chip eater. I just don't care
Yeah.
for them. They've cleaned all that stuff up. You can get them. They make them out of everything. Tara, any, you name it, they make chips out of it. I mean, it's all available. It never was available. There's a great amount of choices. They're phenomenal. A visit to your, maybe a Sprouts like that, those big health food stores, they have everything under the sun, even a Whole Foods,
Yeah.
and you can find things. And then the mainstream picks them up, like Walmart, if they sell well, and they got them in there, or a great place to shop. I found for me to get really good quality food, and their quality company is Trader Joe's.
Right.
Reasonably priced with tremendous quality. I know the people over there, run the show over there personally. And their quality is beyond anybody.
Right.
All the major chains are have to put out quality. They all care,
Yeah.
especially when they put their brand on it. So I'd be
Exactly.
pretty sure to that. Nobody wants to put out junk intentionally. And that's what works for me. And I've been doing it 60 plus years. I'm 80 years old and I still got some abs on me.
You look great. No, you look phenomenal. And I agree with you. You know, not everything has to be organic. People think, you know, they've been trained by the media that everything has to be organic. Well, no, we do have to have certain things that are organic because we don't want those sprays and pesticides in our food. But like you mentioned over a dozen things right now that we could eat that don't have to be.
Even the organic thing, even the organic, they're using some sort of pesticides, but they're certified organic. They may, and they're not made from chemicals. They can do that. So
Yeah.
you can have non-organic, but and everything that they use, these pesticides have been cleared by the FDA. They've been around for decades. I prefer to eat all organic, but they have to, that stuff has to be treated too.
Yeah.
Now they'll lose their crops, but they're treating with organic type pesticides.
I
So
agree.
if you want to use that word, or to keep bugs and all that stuff away from them.
Right. And
And I use eggs as a very big thing. You can buy, if you don't want to crack eggs, I got the egg whites right in the little in the carton there.
yes.
Great source of protein. Another thing we need to touch on is the key is you must, as you get older, you must have about a gram of protein per body weight. So,
Yes.
and with I suggest every time you eat, protein is your foundation.
Yes, it
If
is.
it's fish, chicken, beef, whatever, then you have fresh, good. You could have a potato, a little rice, some vegetables, a nice salad. I'm not a bread eater or a butter eater. I just don't eat it. I just don't care. But breads, a lot of calories. You got to be careful there. But you build from the protein up, and the protein is a slow burning fuel. You got to burn something. You need carbohydrates. No carbohydrates, I don't. That's a bunch of bunk. I mean, you got to have some carbs, but it's got to be in proportion.
Yes, I agree. I
You
agree.
do need some fats too.
Healthy fats, yes, definitely.
You can get that from your fresh avocados and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, our keto protein has a MTC of coconut fats, which is fantastic. Everything organic. And if you follow that, you're going to see a difference. You're not going to lose 20 pounds in a month, but you
Right.
should lose maybe 6, 7, 8 pounds a month and keep going off without noticing anything, without sacrificing, without going crazy. I see you're drinking nice tea if you want a little caffeine
Actually,
into
I'm
it.
drinking a protein drink as I'm talking to you. So I have reds, I have greens in there. I have your apple cider and beetroot in there. I have
Oh,
some
that's even
probiotics
better.
for your brain in there and for your gut. And I have and I mix that up every morning and I put a protein powder in it and I have different flavor protein powders. I use yours sometimes. Sometimes I, because I'm a pumpkin person, I like pumpkin. I'll use a pumpkin powder protein. And then I'll put that in the morning as my morning drink and it fills me up
Same
and
here.
all my nutrients in it. And then later on, I'll have maybe a matcha tea and then I'll take some of your beetroot again with your apple cider vinegar. And I'll put that in there and because it has a nice flavor and I like the taste of the beetroot and the matcha together. And that will be like a in between drink and it kind of fills me up for a while and it
But
kind
no
of
calories, Stace. There's no calories. I don't think that drink, unless you're doctoring up. I mean, if you start putting some bananas and all, which is not bad, it'll just drive the calories up. You're probably not having more than 150 calories with that drink. I mean, that is like nothing. And you're getting all the nutrition and all that fresh stuff in you. Absolutely. You got it down pat.
I
Well,
think
that's
it,
what it is.
yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. We can't look at it as the word diet. We have to look at it as a lifestyle change, and we have to focus on healthy based foods that are clean, and getting that protein, like you stress, you're 100% right. We need more protein in our diet, and we have to pick the right protein and, not.
Absolutely. That's the building blocks, especially you want to be older. Maybe you're in your 50s or whatever, and you got a young family. You don't feel good. You can't go around with them. I mean, just not good. And this is just a little bit of a, ease up on the fork a little bit here, with the bad stuff.
I
That's what
think,
I think the message I want to get out. A lifelong message. You can have a good life. If you're feeling good, everything's going to fall in place.
and I also
Positive, it gives you a positive attitude when you're feeling good, when
Oh,
you're
yeah.
eating right. When I have a little piece of junk, or I do eat some junk every now and then, yeah, it kind of plays on me a little bit mentally. Maybe I'm a little nuts, I don't know. But I do it now and then, and I'm not happy with myself. But maybe that's just. You are what you eat. You rest, you rust.
A hundred percent.
If you're feeling good, you're going to have more energy. You're going to go for your family to do things. You won't be chasing around the doctors. You won't be worried,
Yes.
agitated.
A
You know,
hundred percent.
that'll weaken you mentally.
Yes.
There's enough, stuff going around everywhere else. You don't need any more problems.
Oh, I agree.
You can control yourself. What's happening out in the world, you can't. But this. You're in control of yourself. There's no excuse for just a tiny bit of knowledge and maybe a little bit of discipline, not even a whole lot. The knowledge.
Yes. I agree. 100%. 100%.
That's my message for today.
I think you gave a great message today. I think it's really important. The things that you mentioned today, I think.
I would love to hear from your readers that people. I would love to hear from your listeners. People have made these just little changes. I like a feedback. Nothing drastic. And maybe you should put something out. explain how to look and read at a label.
I will. But before we do that, I want you to give three takeaways before we close today and three things you want to emphasize to the reader, to the listeners. And I want you to explain to them three things that you think are really important, things that you want to emphasize. So when they close today, the last three things they're going to remember, what do you want them to remember? From the
conversation. Diets don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Diets don't work. Listen to Stacy because she's got it pretty much 100% nailed. You've had your adversities. You've come back. And just keep a positive, healthy attitude. And by taking care of yourself, you are just going to feel better, top to bottom, inside and out.
100%. Yeah, those are really good things to take away. Those are really good advices. And where can people find your vitamins? Where can they find Superior Source vitamins?
On Amazon, Walmart, if you're out of the country, iHerb is terrific. Vitacost, CVC for Health, and some of the major retailers, Sprouts, Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and many, many, many independent retailers.
And what is your website?
You can go to superiorsource.com, or if you want to purchase something, for cvcforhealth.com. Excellent. We're not very expensive. We're not a real pricey line. We manufacture everything in-house ourselves, and that'll be another show we'll go into with our quality control and how we run our business. We've been in business, I'm going to 60 years. You got to be doing something right to stay in business for 60 years.
You're definitely doing something right if you've been in business for 60 years. That's for sure.
I got more passion for it than I've ever had. And I'm still working. I still work. I'm enthusiastic. When I open my eyes, I can't get waiting to get going here. Every morning, 4 o'clock, bam, I'm up and on the move.
I love it. I love it. Well, you are amazing. And I love talking to you. And today's show was great. I think you gave us a world of information, valuable information, and some things that people could use, because diets don't work. It's a lifestyle change, and it's doing the right thing. And you gave them lots of examples today on how to do the right thing. So thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge with us today.
Okay. Are we going to talk some more after this?
Like always, of course. So I just want to close, and I just want everyone to know that you are an amazing person with such great compassion. And I thank you so much for being on the show.
Same back. They should take you over to the White House and get, like, they give those little medals away to special people. Sincerely, you're doing service to people, and they think you're just hawking a health coup. That's just not so.
You're amazing.
You're doing a service to people, and you don't have to even pay for it either.
Thank you. Thank you so much for those kind words. I love you, Ron.
Oh, same here.